All right, hey guys. I have a list of records here that are in stock at Siren that Blair just sent me. He sent me like 30 things, and I was like, dude, I'm doing one podcast. Because if he sends me stuff, I don't know what's going to still be there by the time I do it again. You know what I mean? So I picked some of it was pretty bad, so, or just not really my thing. I guess I should say not necessarily bad, but it was bad. So none of this is like stuff I'm super crazy about, but it's not terrible. I picked like the better ones. I didn't even get to everything, so I could be wrong. Maybe some of it was okay, but there was too much stuff to look at. Anyway, so I'm just going to get going with this because I'm fucking tired. This took way too long and all my equipment is terrible and I hate my life.
Who is that?
My cat's crying. Anyway, so the first one is Pearl Harbor and the Explosions, and it's a self-titled album that came out in 1980. Band was from San Francisco. Formed in 78, broke up in 82. I think Pearl Harbor and the Explosions is a terrible band name. And also the album art is equally terrible. It's just the words in like orange fiery letters on a black background. It's fucking stupid. It does not make you want to buy it. And I know that because I've seen it so many times and I've never bought it. Even though it's actually not a bad record. And the really only other interesting thing is the singer Pearl E. Gates, cool name, eventually married Paul Simonon from The Clash. So off that record, I picked a song called You Got It, Release It. So that is Pearl Harbor and the Explosions. Alright. Alright, so the next one is a band called Propaganda. And the album is called A Secret Wish. I think it was their debut album. It's from 1985. The band was around from 82 to 90, and then they reformed in 2005, and I guess they're still doing stuff. They're from Germany. I think they're described as synth pop. And I picked this song, and then after I picked it, because I liked it the most, I was researching, and I found out that it was used on Miami Vice. So, I've got a good ear for soundtrack music or something. I don't even know. So, this is, again, Propaganda is the band, and the song is P Machinery. Might be my favorite of all of the ones I'm gonna play. Something about it. All right. What's up next? A band called The Long Riders with a Y, RYDERS, and the album is called Two-Fisted Tales. Came out in 1987. Band is from LA, and they were around from 83 to 87. So I guess this album did them in. I don't know. And they've reformed since then, just like for one-off shows. It sounds like for like 2004, 2009, 2016. For, I guess like big festivals. I think they played Glastonbury or something. So anyway, yeah, they're from LA. They're part of the Paisley Underground, and you can tell by the jangly guitars on this song I'm gonna play you if I can find it, because I suck at this. Song, I'm not crazy about the title, but I did like the song. It is called I Want You Bad.
Lately, it's been driving me mad, 'cause you're the best thing.
So that's the Long Riders. That's nice, isn't it? It's pretty. Okay. The next band is Sue Sad and the Next. I'm assuming that's how you say it. Her last name has two A's in it. So, but I was like, is it Sod? But then I was like, I am not saying Sue Sod. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm being a jerk. But anyway, Sue Sad is how I always read it. This is another album that I've seen like a million times. It's self-titled, came out in 1980. This is another LA band. They're around from 78 to 86, and run a couple soundtracks. She actually had a small part in a movie called Radioactive Dreams. It's probably not very good, but who am I to say? All right. So, I'm just hoping it's Sue Sad and not Sue something else. And the song I'm going to play, this one actually wasn't, I had a handful of songs written down for this one. It, you know, I had to narrow it down. So I picked one called Won't Give It Up.
We'll be right back.
Sue said. So sad. Not really. That was a cheerful song. All right. I have another one. And the band is called SPK. And the album is Machine Age Voodoo. And this came out in 1984. Australian band. Around from 78 to 88. And this was interesting. The two guys met because they both worked at a psychiatric ward. Promising beginning. It says they shared an interest in the manifesto of the German radical Marxist group, the Socialist Patient Collective, which in German would be SPK. And then it also says, according to rock music historian Ian McFarlane, who I know I've mentioned on here before, and I just love that that's like his title. He's a rock music historian. The acronym SPK is variously given as Solipsic Seppuku, and my favorite, Surgical Penis Clinic, System Planning Corporation, and Socialistisches Patienten Collective, which is, that was me trying to read German and failing. Anyway, so they formed a band, and according to this, Neil Hill, who was one of the main two guys, killed himself in 1984, just before he turned 28. And then this album came out that same year, so he's not on it, I guess. They just kind of kept going without him. I don't know. It all seemed very strange to me when I read that, but I don't know. What are you going to do? So, hang on. All right. So here's some industrial-esque. I picked this song. It is called Metal Dance. Metal Dance. So yeah, that was SPK off the album. I mean, the band was SPK, Machine Age Voodoo. Surgical Penis Clinic. That's what I'm going to call them from now on. All right, I have one more. And the band is Tin Huey. I'm still not sure how I feel about this band. The album is called Contents Dislodged During Shipment. This came out in 1979. They're from Akron, Ohio. This is their debut album. And they were in the same time and place as bands like Devo, Perubu, Electric Eels, Rubber City Rebels. Dude, Electric Eels are so fucking bad. Oof. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. So, yeah, these guys are kind of weird, but whatever. I picked a song with a very long title. It is called I Could Rule the World If I Could Only Get the Parts. And actually, that's not even that long of a song title. Who is that person that has the worst song titles? Sufjan Stevens, or as I like to call him, Sufjan. I think it's him. His song titles are like whole sentences. I think I talked about that before. Oh god. Makes me so angry. Who does that? Who wants to remember that? No one. Alright, anyway, so I Could Rule the World If I Could Only Get the Parts. This is Tin Huey.
Got a dream, my white dream.
was up with that little jazzy breakdown at the end? I think that's what lost me. I feel like the rest of the album is kind of more in that vein, if I'm remembering right. I don't know. My brain doesn't work anymore. The rest of that song, the beginning of it, the most of it, reminded me a little bit of Devo, which I thought was interesting because they were from the same place in the same era. Anyway, yeah, so there you go. There's some records for you. If you like any of that shit, go buy it. It's there somewhere. I'll try and get them to put it in my section, but who knows. Okay, cool. So yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. I will be back next week. I don't know. I feel like the dates that this was going up was like different every week because of one reason or another. So we're going to try and do Monday as the new date for these to go out. Hope that's cool with everyone. If it's not too fucking bad. So yeah, Monday is the new Chloe day. Get used to it. All right, thanks. I'll be back next week. Bye.